Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk high-tech electronics and lithium batteries with Matt from Amped Outdoors. And then lastly, some great walleye tips for you from walleye tournament pro Keith Cavias. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Find your perfect Can-Am ATV or side-by-side at Hayward Power Sports. The all-new 2023 Can-Am Outlander ATVs were redesigned with the rider in mind for unmatched fun and value. Hit the woods or trails with models starting at $5,999. Plus, for a limited time, take advantage of a $500 rebate or 2.99% financing on select models. Looking for a side-by-side? The Can-Am Defender is the perfect utility side-by-side that's extra tough on the worksite, the ranch, or wherever you need to get the job done. Feel the adrenaline surge in the high-performance Can-Am Maverick, or get the best of work and play with the ultimate crossover, the Can-Am Commander. Claim the side-by-sides that fit your needs today and enjoy financing as low as 1.99% for 36 months on select models. Make every hunt a success, every trail ride an excitement-filled adventure, and make light work of your heavy-duty jobs, all with a brand-new Can-Am off-road vehicle from Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offer subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Today, anglers fish longer. Today, anglers fish harder. Today, anglers rely more than ever on their electronics. It all comes down to catching more fish, and today, anglers rely on Amped Outdoors lithium batteries, period. Visit ampedoutdoors.com today to power your outdoor experience.
We're recording this week down at Hayward Bait and Bottle with Jarrett down here. And Jarrett, as we're recording this, deer season going on. I don't know if you had any big reports of people coming in or saying they shot some deer.
It's been quiet so far. You know, I've been looking forward to seeing some deer in the back of trucks and hearing some deer stories or what have you. But after opening weekend, you know, it sounds like it's been kind of slow out in the woods.
Yeah, you know, and I had reports that the bucks are still moving around pretty good. So I don't know what's going on there, but that's going to go on the rest of it. We'll be airing at the last weekend of the gun deer season. Then you got the muzzleloader season, and then there'll be a doe season after that. And then all the way through the rest of the year here, we'll have bow season.
Yeah, there's still plenty of opportunity out there. And, you know, we're only a couple days into the season. But, you know, when we get around to this time of year, you know, those deer are smart. So They got places to go high. They know we're in the woods.
I think the open water season has pretty much come to a close as we get those freezing temperatures come in here, and we're making ice now.
Yep, thank goodness. You know, looks like we got some good ice-making weather on the horizon. I just hope that we get a nice, solid base layer of ice before we see any of that white stuff come down from the sky again.
As far as the ice fishing, you know, what do you predict is going to be like there right away this year? Because we've seen fish out in deep water. We've seen some fish out in shallow water being out there on the open water toward the end. I know you were out with me one day, and we had crappies. They were out in the deepest part of the lake, absolutely on the bottom of the lake.
Yep. I mean, to get going, you know, you're only going to be able to do as much fishing as is possibly safe. So, you know, when we get onto first ice, you're going to be fishing a lot of those back bays. You're going to be fishing shallow water, which is fine because a lot of those fish are going to move up and they're going to hold to those last remaining weeds and start feeding on all those little bugs and all the little bluegills and fries that are holding in those weeds. And, you know, it kind of brings the whole food chain in. So, you know, your panfish come up to feed on all your bugs, your walleyes, your bass, your northern, they follow. And that'll kind of be the pattern for the first, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of early ice. And then as soon as we get enough ice to venture out deep, you know, and some of those shallows start to lose the light with the increasing ice, they'll start to lose oxygen. A lot of those fish will push out a little bit deeper into those main lake basins or out onto those deeper structures.
Well, and the lake choice is going to make a big difference, too. Obviously, a lake that has 25, 30, 35 feet of water and the fish are out deep, you're not going to get to them spots because you're not going to have enough ice out there. But a lake that maybe bottoms out at 15 or 18 feet, that's going to freeze up a lot quicker. And the deep water is deep water to the fish. It's a relative term to the fish, according to the lake. And the fish will be, if the deep water is 15 foot, the lake, there'll be 15 feet. You're liable to have better ice there than you will on the bigger lakes.
Absolutely. It's just doing your research beforehand. You know, take two very different lakes out there. Let's say Nelson, let's say Grindstone. You know, a lot of guys, when they're fishing early ice on Nelson, you know, you could be in anywhere from 3 to 4 feet of water catching walleyes, where, you know, that same kind of system out on Grindstone, guys are usually waiting to get out in like 7 or 8 feet of water. So, and then same deal with Nelson Lake. You know, a lot of your lake out there is probably 12 to 15 feet deep, you know, with a river channel, and you get out on Grindstone, it's, you know, considerably deeper. It's just a matter of picking your lakes and knowing exactly what you have for structure out there.
You know, talk walleye fishing a little bit first, Ice. I know the big favorite is tip-up fishing. It seems to be more so than anything else.
And there's a good reason for that, too. You know, when you're out fishing that that skinny water out there, your tip-up fishing, it's a lot better because you can set your tip-up and you can get away. So many times I see people coming out onto the ice, you know, really late in the day when you should already be out there set up and get away from those tip-ups to get rid of all that noise that's on the ice, whether it be you walking around, your bait bucket, or just anything, you know, traveling out there. Let the ice calm down, let everything settle down, let everything get quiet, and let those fish move in, because the more active you are up on the ice, more likely you are to scare those fish out of there.
You know, and it's amazing. People might not think that, but these fish are extremely spooky, especially at first ice when you got very little ice and the fish are shallow. But even as we get into the winter, I had one of the guides up here tell me who was running LiveScope the first year he ran live sonar. He was running Garmin LiveScope, and he's a snowmobile or a vehicle drove by anywhere near, and they could be in 20 feet of water, and the fish would spook from that even.
And it doesn't even need to be, you know, that big of a vehicle like a snowmobile or stuff, because I've seen the same thing just watching a whole bunch of content on YouTube. Guys that are going along, and they're punching holes, and they're looking over those 20 to 30 feet, and they're looking at crappies and schools. Even just punching a hole above those fish are going to scatter those fish, and eventually you got to punch enough holes and just wait for those fish to move back through. But, you know, depending on the lake, those fish can be really spooky.
Well, you know, the best thing too, one of the guides over in Minnesota recommended this too, is the best thing is if you're going to drill a lot of holes, go out there in that area and perforate the area with the holes all at one time. Don't go drill a hole here and then start fishing, drill another hole, start fishing, because you're just spooking fish. Once you drill all the holes and you can go back and fish those holes, everything will settle back down.
Absolutely. Yep. Drill an area out so you can be done drilling holes, and then usually by the time you get to the end of where you're drilling, you double back and go back to the very first couple of holes that you drilled, and those fish will be there, and then you can chase those fish as they move, you know, from area to area amongst all your holes that you've already cut.
If you're going to sit in the shack and you're going to jig fish for either walleyes or panfish, there again, too, noise is a factor. Don't be making a whole lot of disturbance up there on the ice.
Absolutely. You're trying to be quiet. You know, you're looking at the output on your electronics, too, you know, because, you know, it goes unseen. Your Markhams, your Vexlars, even your LiveScope units, they put out some kind of signal, some kind of sound down there. So if you're in shallower water, you know, if you've got a lower power unit or a lower power setting, that can definitely come into handy as well.
You know, it's amazing, you know, just how spooky the fish can be. And it's nothing that we haven't known, but a lot of people just don't think about it, you know. And, you know, that's why they started using planer boards when you're trolling open water years ago. It's because the fish move away from the boat. And even in a boat, they'll move 20 feet of water. They'll move away from a boat sometimes. So it's another factor to be thinking about when you're out there. And the time of day is another one. You're obviously, your best time is that evening time is going to be, or early morning, it seems like, most of the time.
Yep, and that's when you want to be set up and off the ice by, you know, so walleye's coming in, we're starting to get darker earlier and earlier, and you should have all your gear out there set up, lights on and everything by probably about 2:30, 3 o'clock, because those fish will start to move out of those slightly deeper areas outside of where they're coming up to feed at night. and they'll be coming up. They'll be cruising looking for bait.
And bait makes a difference, too. I mean, it's not all about live bait, especially with panfish. You know, plastics will do it, but you proved to me when we were out fishing. I tried a bunch of bait. You had one particular favorite bait, and as soon as I put that on, basically I start catching fish like crazy.
Yeah, you know, everybody's got their confidence baits, and that was one of my confidence baits. But, you know, there's so many different techniques that you can use out there, and when we get into this winter pan fishing or what have you, plastics are by far and away one of my favorite ways to target fish, just because of how many different color combinations you can put out there. But a lot of that will go into just your jigging cadence too, and I don't think it gets talked about enough. You know, you see a lot of people at the hole, and they, you know, sometimes they're just ripping their jig stick or what have you, or even out on the boat or what have you, and even the tiniest of little movements can get that plastic going, or sometimes not even moving that rod at all. And you know, I think sometimes less is more.
Well, you saw me the other day. I was just sitting there tapping the rod with my finger, with my index finger. That's just enough right there, because it's amazing how much it moves.
Absolutely. Yep. Those plastics are designed to wiggle in the water.
You bet. Put it in the hole and watch it, you know. As far as down here at the shop, you guys got everything we're talking about. You've got all the ice fishing gear out. You've got stuff for hunting and everything else.
Absolutely. Everything that you're looking for, you know, your late season archery hunts, you know, if you're looking for ammunition, just looking for any kind of little accessories for your firearms, or looking to order or something, we've got it here. Ice fishing, we're completely set up. You need a new shack, new auger, come on in. We've got everything on display. If you're looking to beef up your jig box or your plastics, or kind of look at some of the stuff that, you know, John and I are talking about today, come on down. We'll help you out.
If you just want to talk fishing, Ken or yourself, talk fishing with them.
Absolutely. We love to talk fishing. We might even go fishing if we start talking about it enough. Yep.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
Thanks, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking about powering your fishing electronics both on the ice and on the water with lithium batteries. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hunters and Anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in Hayward. They have a huge selection of ice fishing gear, including portable shelters, power augers, electronics, beaver dam tip-ups, ice rods, and just about anything you'll need for ice fishing. They also have archery supplies, bows, crossbows, muzzle loaders, ammo, and much more to help you enjoy the outdoors. While you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Get the deal of a lifetime on a new Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Truth is, our 2023s arrived late and we missed out on early season sales. So we have a huge inventory of them, but desperately need to make room for the 2024s. It's the perfect storm for incredible deals. From the entry-level Lund Adventure to the awesome Lund Impact XS and everything in between. They're all rigged with Mercury outboards and offered at blowout prices. Get your new Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, as we get into the ice fishing season here, and, you know, and even thinking about open water for next year, one of the hottest things out there nowadays when it comes to fishing and the electronics part is lithium batteries. Had a chance to talk to Matt down at Amped Outdoors, and he had some great information for you if you're just thinking about repowering your boat with lithium batteries. Well, this week we're talking to Matt from Amped Outdoors, and Matt, good to have you on the show here for the first time.
Absolutely, John. Thank you for having me.
You know, there's been a lot of changes in fishing and in ice fishing over the years. Just so much changes. It's amazing. And one of the changes is technology. Seems like technology is everywhere in everything we do today, including the outdoors and ice fishing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, in outdoors and ice fishing in general, your electronics have really advanced a lot. And you know, with that, they require a lot more power than ever before. And that's something we have been focusing a lot on is making sure that you, the angler, has enough power to get through a given day and power all of your electronics needs.
Well, you know, and interesting you said that too, because, you know, the power, everybody thinks 12 volts, we got a battery, and if it gets down a little bit in voltage, not going to make a difference, but it does make a difference in the performance of the equipment. Less power equals less transmit power, which makes the, you know, your sonar and your electronics not perform up to the ultimate of it can be.
Oh yeah, that is absolutely correct. And you know, with lithium batteries versus lead acid, one of the big advantages, especially with our products, with lithium iron phosphate, it's not just a 12.8 volt battery. So when you're powering your electronics, it's gonna stay pretty steady around 13 volts the entire time you use it, where a traditional lead acid battery will start off at roughly 13 volts, but can quickly drain down below 12 volts. And we all know what happens when you get to low voltage on your electronics. You don't get the best image. Your target separation is reduced. So having a lithium battery, you know, it's not just lighter, it's not just longer lasting, but you get better image quality and better performance out of your product.
Well, you know, and you're actually a 100 amp hour battery, for instance, if you're dealing with a lithium battery versus a lead acid battery, whether it's an AGM or any of the batteries, there's a big difference in how much actually power you get out of it, because a 100 amp hour battery in a typical lead acid battery won't produce 100 amp hours that's usable to you.
Yeah, you're spot on. So lead acid batteries are typically about 50% efficient. So if it's a lead acid 100 amp hour battery, you're really only getting about 50 amp hours out of it until it reaches 10 volts. So with the lithium product, when we advertise a 100 amp hour battery, you're going to get that full 100 amp hours out of it, if not more.
Well, lithium batteries, you know, it's a general term, and there's a difference. There's different kinds of lithium batteries, and we've even seen some reports of some issues with some of the types of lithium batteries. But what, kind of tell us real quick, what are the differences in the batteries and what you have?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are quite a few different types of lithium products out there. So it's not a one size fits all. Lithium is lithium. So there's lithium ion, which you typically find in like your drill batteries and your ice augers today. If you're out ice fishing with a lithium product, that's a lithium ion battery. And they can range from some battery companies who are selling an 11.1 volt battery advertising it as 12 volts. We don't do that. Well, we run two different types. We have run lithium iron phosphate, which is a true 12.8 volt battery. And lithium iron phosphate is going to give you longer life expectancy than lithium ion, or your NMC lithium is what they call them. They typically will last 2 to 3 times longer than traditional lithium ion. And they've got phenomenal performance. We also have a 14.8 volt lithium ion, so NMC lithium. Some people like that battery technology just because you get a higher voltage out of the product. And when you're running higher voltage on electronics, typically you get longer operating times on them, because higher voltage just means you're drawing less amps. So your product will last longer. And with the higher voltage, a lot of people really swear that you get a longer or better target separation or better image quality out of your electronics. And that's more so on your forward-facing products that are so popular today.
Well, you know, and some people will say, well, you know what, this is a 12-volt system. I mean, but actually, whether it's Garmin or Humminbird or everything else, the systems are designed to run on a voltage range that may go beyond 12 volts, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you just say 12 volt in general, but your batteries and electronics work a little bit different. So they, you know, a 12 volt battery like lithium iron phosphate, it's a 12.8 volt battery, commonly labeled as a 12 volt, but they charge up to, you know, roughly 13.5 volts. And then when fully depleted, you know, they're down to 10 volts, where a lot of your electronics today are built to handle 17 to 18 volts. So with a 14.8 volt battery, when fully charged, they're 16.8 volts. And when fully discharged, they're about 11.5 volts. So you get a wider voltage range. And that higher voltage, like I said, a lot of people really think you get better image quality. I haven't seen a huge difference, but where we have seen it is if you're shooting forward facing sonar long distances, you get a little bit better, not only distance, but better target separation further away.
Well, you know, and, you know, weight savings is a big factor too, that a lot of people don't take in consideration by, but just going to your trolling motor batteries and your house batteries, typically on a good size walleye type boat, you can save the average weight of a whole nother person almost sometimes, right?
Oh, indeed. Yeah. If you're running three lead acid batteries in your boat, for example, on a trolling motor, you could be looking at 50 to 80 pounds per battery. And we sell 12 volt, 24 and 36 volt systems. So you can just run one battery on your boat. So a typical 36 volt battery of ours weighs about 40 pounds. And that's replacing three 50 to 80 pound batteries. So you're not just reducing your weight in half, but I mean, you could be reducing it by 100 pounds plus out of your boat. So it's almost like losing a whole person out of that boat, and it really does make your boat perform different.
Well, Matt, you know, a lot of great information there. I hope it helps some people out with making a decision on batteries. I know you're probably one of the most knowledgeable people I've run into when it comes to lithium battery systems and the electronics. If anybody's looking for more information, what's your website and how can they get a hold of it? Find more information on Amped batteries.
Well, yes, I really appreciate you saying that. The their website is ampedoutdoors.com. And if you have any questions at all, yeah, feel free to reach us. Our phone number is 715-914-7274. Otherwise, you can go to our email, sales@ampedoutdoors.com. We pride ourselves on customer support. So if you have any questions, you know, feel free to reach out to us. And we pride ourselves on answering those as quick as possible.
Well, thanks a lot, Matt, for taking that time with our listeners here. And, you know, hopefully we'll be talking to you again in the future. I know I'm really looking forward to next year actually switching most of my boat over, maybe both boats, to lithium batteries because of what I've seen this year.
Yeah, you bet. And thank you so much for having me. I know we just touched the surface on lithium products and look forward to talking, a lot more in depth about how lithium batteries can really help you out in the water, whether it's ice fishing or out on your boat.
Folks, if you'd like to have more information on amped batteries and lithium batteries, you can go to our podcast site and you can listen to the entire talk we had with Matt down at Amped Outdoors. Well, folks, you know we need to take a break right now and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring this show to you every week. When we come back, we'll be talking to pro angler and walleye tournament pro Keith Cavias about ice fishing. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey, folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and bore sight it for you, too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, with the ice fishing season getting underway now, on this week's show, we have some great ice fishing tips for you for walleyes from walleye tournament pro and pro angler Keith Cavallos. Well, Keith, you know, when it comes to walleye fishing in the wintertime, you know, any tips for our listeners out there on finding fish? I mean, in summertime, you know, we can run around, move around a little bit more, but it's harder to move around on the ice.
Yeah, I think one of the things to first do is kind of look at the kind of areas that you're fishing. If you're on a place on the lake where you've got structure, maybe a reef or a shoreline break or something like that, where the fish might be hanging on that and using it as an ambush point, waiting for the bait to come to them, and they're kind of hiding on the break or behind rocks or something, that's a real good place to drill a lot of holes, because you need to find where they're actually living on that structure. Conversely, if you're fishing in a place where it's maybe like a big mud basin or a flat, the fish are very likely on those big mud basins to actually be swimming around looking for the bait. They aren't holding in one little particular spot like they were on that structure. So in that case, a lot of times it's a little bit easier because you can literally wait for them to come to you. You can actually wait for them to kind of mill into you and find you. So based on the kind of situation that you're fishing or the kind of bottom that you're fishing, depends on whether you should drill a lot of holes or just kind of wait them out and wait for you to come.
When it comes to that type of a scenario, do you find that you get better action during the daytime deep versus in the evening at night or shallow or what?
Well, actually, day and nighttime bites more go to water clarity, maybe even than the type of bottom that you're fishing. A lot of what happens with walleyes, and this is in the summer or in the winter, is that walleyes like to have a sight advantage. They have very, very good eyes. They can see a long way in the water. So what they want to do is have a low light condition. So if you're on a lake that's kind of stained or dingy, then they'll actually bite all day long. And it really doesn't matter if they're on a flat or they're on structure. They'll actually bite all day long because they can see better in that dirty water than the bait fish can. Conversely, if you're on a clear water lake, then the only time they really have an advantage is when the sun's going up, when the sun's coming down, or during the night. So that's why you have those little brief periods of activity, sunrise and sunset, because that's when the walleyes have the advantage. So it's more based on water clarity, I think, than even on the type of structure that you're fishing.
Keith, you know, when it comes to walleye fishing in the wintertime, in the summertime it's different. We troll, we can cast, we can move around, do a lot of different things, but even then, the type of lures and lure action makes a difference in the wintertime.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. And like you said, you're limited in with ice fishing to that, you know, 8 or 10 inch hole. So a lot of times you've got to do things to entice that fish. You know, like you said, in the summer we can jig and pull a jig back or cast a crankbait and pull it back and kind of have different actions on it. You really got to think about doing that too when you're out ice fishing. So two things that I've started to do a lot, or not started, but do a lot for ice fishing is, one, you can pick baits that actually will have an action outside of the hole. Typically what those are called is like a glide bait, a jigging rapala. There's something called a moonshine minnow, shiver minnows. They, when you pull on the bait, they actually jump to the side or glide out, and then they come back and sweep back into the hole. So they actually have some action outside of the hole. And that can be very, very good for attracting fish. The other thing, though, to really consider is the way that you can attract a fish is in an upward direction. And a lot of people don't realize it, but a walleye will actually chase a lure a long way up. A lot of times they'll see that fish on their screen, on their depth finder or whatever, and they think they got to get right in front of it and kind of entice it and jiggle around right in front of it. But actually a very good thing to do is actually pull it away from that fish. When that fish thinks something is escaping from it or getting away from it, many times a predator fish like a walleye, that's when they'll want to hit it. So if you're fishing with a spoon or you're fishing with a jig or anything, and that fish comes in and you jiggle it a little and they don't take it, the first thing you should always think about doing is lifting that rod tip up about 2 feet, jiggle it some more. Hopefully that fish will chase up after it. If it doesn't, it still doesn't fit, still doesn't bite. Actually, I a lot of times have to start reeling my reel because I run out of places for my rod to go, and I lift it even higher. I've had fish come up 10, 12 feet off the bottom before they finally think, I better hit this or it's going to get out of the hole, and they'll hit it coming up. So think about action when you're ice fishing. But again, you don't have all the options of summer, but you can make lures jump out of the hole, and you can also raise them up in the hole and a lot of times get them to bite.
Great information there, Keith. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at WNORadio.com. And from there, you can link to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.